The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Thank you so much for listening today to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. My name's Tom, and it's so good to have you with us today. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. How about you? This crazy world we're living in gets stranger day by day, doesn't it?
I'm amazed by the headlines we see, which is a great lead-in to the show today because we want to help people to know how to move forward and navigate their investments and their retirement during these turbulent times. And Jay, so we want to talk a little bit about how to avoid bad investment decisions and instead make wise decisions that honor God with our finances. So how do you make wise investment decisions that honor God?
Well, the first thing, Tom, is you really have to start with seeking godly wisdom, right? If you want to honor God, you got to seek Him. And one of my favorite life verses that I've kept with me for many decades now is, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. It'll be given to him. And that's from James 1:5. So James sought out wisdom, and we should seek that same wisdom. And really, when it comes down to stewardship, I see a lot of Christian families that I speak to on a daily basis. And I'm talking to people all over the country, and they all say the same thing. Jay, I want to be a better steward with what God has entrusted to me. And stewardship is not just giving. We hear the word stewardship, we think, let's give our money away. Yes, that's part of it. But also stewardship is really about asset allocation, money management, the overseeing of capital, and to create long-term value. And when I look at stewardship, I think of two main principles. And we talked about this on a prior show, but just for those who didn't hear it, you know, the first one would be the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. And I think that's a great illustration where you've got a master just leaving the house to travel, and mm-hmm. he's given his money to servants, and he gives them each an amount a bit to their own ability. And the last one just buries it in the ground. He's fearful, right, Tom? Very fearful. And I see a lot of investors have that same mentality. They don't want to lose any money. So they're very fearful and they're trying to protect it. And what is said about that servant? Do you remember, Tom, what it says, what the master calls the servant?
He was a wicked and lazy servant.
Yeah, wicked and lazy, mm-hmm. right? And that really shows that as Christ followers, we are to multiply and get a return on what God's providing to us. That seed is meant to be sown and planted. So that's the first thing that I look at in being a good investor, honoring God, is looking at how do I multiply what God has given me? And really, whether you are doing it yourself or using an advisor, you've got to get that education. You've got to get that wisdom and really seek it out. And that's why I love working with a Christian financial advisor, whether you work with us at Faith Investor Services or anyone around the country that puts God at the center of their practice, their investment practice, and they incorporate biblical investing into their process. And that's the second part, because if we look at Luke 16, it says, one who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And anyone who's dishonest in very little will also be dishonest in much. And that to me is really talking about the faithfulness to God and even little things, it matters. So we should not only try to get a good return, like I talked about the parable of the talents, we should also look at the source of those profits, where we're investing in knowledge, getting that knowledge. I've talked about it before on the show, that knowledge is power. And the first step is really looking at where you're investing and trying to incorporate those biblical values where you invest.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and one of the purposes for this program is to help you align your money with your faith. In fact, Jay helps folks like you every day to build portfolios that support your moral compass while also making sure you don't run out of money in retirement. I like what you talk about being bold, and as if we're sure, and as sure as we possibly can be, that we're walking humbly with God, then we should be bold. Last week, we used that verse from Daniel 11:32 in the program, the people who know their God will stand firm and take action. So, Jay, that brings up a kind of an accompanying question to the first one. How can people avoid making bad investment decisions?
Yeah, bad decisions, right, can ruin us all. You can make many, many good decisions, and then just one bad decision can get you off track. And I've been doing this now for 28 years, Tom, and I've seen a lot of bad decisions, both people before they met me, and they don't take my advice and still make bad decisions. But at the end of the day, it's all about improvement, trying to avoid those big mistakes, what I call life-changing decisions, where they, you know, you were too risky, the market went down, and it changes your life. So as being a financial advisor over the years, I've seen some very common themes, a lot of different patterns. And the biggest one that I've seen is people buying stuff they just don't understand. And I was very fortunate early in my career that I got to be in the same room with Peter Lynch. And it wasn't, you know, this big, you know, conference. Yeah. It was 8 to 10 of us. And if you don't know who Peter Lynch is, he ran one of the most successful mutual funds of all time called the Magellan Fund. And it always stuck with me. He said, know what you own. That was really his mantra, what he talked about all the time. And this was before I was even a faith-based investor or biblically responsible investor. I was just looking at, you know, understanding the companies and what do they do? What are their products? What are their services? And really, as an investor, we should know that. We should know what we own and what we are profiting from. And that's why I'm so passionate about biblically responsible investing, is the fact that I want to understand what I'm investing in, where I'm getting my profits from. I want to get a good return, yes, but I want to make sure it's pleasing to the Lord at the same time. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they make bad decisions because they don't understand what they're investing in. They got a tip from a friend, and that friend made a lot of money, so they want to follow suit. I remember back in the 90s, I kid you not, Tom, it was a 94-year-old widow. She would call me on occasion, you know, what is the dividend on this stock? What's the price of it? She was always talking about dividend stocks, and she got a tip from a neighbor. Everybody has that neighbor, right? And her neighbor made 100% the year before in internet stocks. And she said to me, Jay, put me in some of these internet stocks. And I said, you don't need internet stocks. You don't understand them. You're a dividend investor. You know, let's not go that path. And, you know, talk some reason into her. And the next year was 2000. And we know what happened in 2000 with those internet stocks. So a lot of times people invest in things they simply don't understand. They make bad decisions. You know, there was tulip mania. I don't know if you remember hearing about that back in the 1600s. It was just a time where there was just a, you know, bullishness on these new flowers that came out. And then we had the gold rush in the 1800s in California. And we've had recent bubbles with the tech bubble, the real estate bubble. People get sucked in when everybody's making money. The problem is when everybody's talking about it, Tom, it's usually too late. So that what I would say is one of the biggest mistakes is people really don't understand what they're investing in, what they're supporting. We all vote, you know, each year. We talk about how important our candidate is. But you can make a bigger difference with your money, Tom, you know, investing and supporting companies that line up with your values and rejecting and not investing in the companies that are negatively influencing our society. We see it every day, you know, the ads that are coming out, what our kids are being bombarded with, on and on and on. If we really want to make a difference, we've got to put our money where our values and our faith are.
We're going to talk in a moment or two with our listeners about the offers that we're making available today. But first, let me just let you know that you can learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. And you can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. Well, these are great, Jay. I remember the tulip madness very well, and all of the other things that you mentioned. Do you have some other common mistakes that people fall into?
Yeah, another one that I see is, you know, people hold stocks, they fall in love with stocks. And I always say, don't fall in love with stocks, fall in love with people. And unfortunately, it was, you know, a stock that my dad owned or my grandfather owned, and they fall in love with these companies, and they're just bad investments these days. They might have been good, you know, 30, 40 years ago, but today they're not a good investment, or maybe even not a good moral investment. They're ethically challenged, so to speak. So I look at not falling in love with stocks or companies, but people. So I see people hold it too long. And I've had stories where, you know, I've said to someone, you've got far too much of your wealth in this one company. You need to diversify. And all of a sudden, you know, the stock goes from 50 down to 10. And they're like, Jay, I should have listened to you. And I'm like, yes, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. Another thing that I see, and this is huge because a lot of people want to get good returns, right? Tom, you want a good return. I want a good return. A lot of people don't realize that 90% of your return is actually going to come from your asset allocation, your mix of stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, whatever your asset allocation is, how you're dividing your assets, 90% of your return is coming from that asset allocation. So if you want to spend time and focus on something, focus first on that asset allocation. And I see a lot of people, they don't focus on it. They say, oh yeah, Jay, I'm diversified. And I say, okay, well, let me see your portfolio. And we look at their statement and they've got 10 different semiconductor stocks or 10 different home builders. And I'm like, that's not diversification. You have 10 companies in the same industry and they're all stocks. You don't have your asset allocation. So really the big mistake there is not looking at your asset allocation and either being too risky, too much in volatile investments, or being too conservative and not keeping up with inflation and taxes. So the thing that I always like to do when I sit down or talk to someone across the country, and I do this every day, is we start with, what are you investing in right now? Where's your portfolio? What companies are you in? Let's screen them from a moral and biblical perspective. But more importantly, let's also look at the big picture too. We don't want to miss that just looking at the moral implications. That's certainly foundational, but we also want to look at that asset allocation for you. So those are, you know, a few of the mistakes that I'm seeing people making on a monthly basis.
You know, the Bible talks about everything we need for life and godliness. We know that. Ecclesiastes 11:2 talks specifically about diversification when it comes to your finances. It's amazing. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, invest in seven ventures. Yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And so I think if there's ever a time when you need professional help with your finances, it's America in 2024. And if you want to get some professional help, either you have a plan for your future, your financial future, or you don't. Give Jay a call. Just ask your questions at 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. Or you can send Jay an email, the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more with Jay Peroni right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Have you called Jay yet for your free portfolio screen? You can find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that honors God. Get a complimentary snapshot of your portfolio, and together you and Jay can find alternatives that will not compromise your values. So Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you part of an independent wealth management firm? And how's everything structured?
Yeah, so we have a team. We take a team approach. And the way that we work is we have really five key members of our team with over 100 years of experience between the five of us. We're all practicing Christians at Faith Investor Services. We operate as a Christian company. And we come from all walks of life. Some of them of us have been in corporate America. Some of us have owned businesses, investing, and so forth. But we have over 100 years of financial and investment experience. We've got CFPs, CFAs, tax planning, estate planning, biblically responsible investing as the key to our team. And we run an ETF called PRAY, P-R-A-Y. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a Christian investment fund. It's a small company, but we have the experience and resources of a large company. That is what's great about us. And you're treated, if you work with us, as a person, part of our family. We get to know you. We get to know your name. You're not just a number. We bring that personalized long-term relationship to the table. Most of my clients have been with me for a decade or longer. We do financial planning. We have periodic reviews a couple a year, typically. We help our clients to make progress, Tom, toward their goals, make sure they're heading in the right direction with, you know, whether it be retirement planning. We're going to customize that service to our clients and offer biblically based money management and financial planning. And again, team approach. And the nice part is you get to work with me, be a member of my client base. I don't have thousands of clients. I get to know each and every one of my clients. And we have deep, meaningful conversations. That's what it's about. You know, Tom, you and I have spoke about many things, you know, what you're doing on Valentine's Day, where you're traveling to, you know, it's all about getting to know you as a person, and your advisor should have that relationship with you, not just review once a year. You want to have a deep, meaningful relationship based on your faith and values.
In the interest of full disclosure, Jay does handle our personal finances. And I can tell you, in that little bit of time, I mean, it has been amazing, the improvement in our financial picture. So thank you so much for that, Jay. And of course, our experience is not indicative of future gains, but it's something that I can tell you, you can feel very comfortable if you have concerns about following God and doing the best you can with your money. I think you'll feel very comfortable with Jay. How can investors ensure that companies that are included in their portfolios really do align with their biblical values? Do you have any examples for us?
Yeah, the first thing is you really have to be aware, right? You know, mm-hmm. in order to know what you don't know, you have to start diving in and learning. And that's why we have software that'll examine each and every one of the companies that our clients own, whether they have mutual funds or individual stocks. We track over 18,000 different mutual funds and ETFs. We look at over 10,000 U.S. companies and nearly 21,000 foreign companies. So we've got thousands and thousands of choices. And the things that we want to avoid typically are abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, tobacco, alcohol, gambling, basically anything that is destroying or harming culture. And that could be companies that are involved in products and services that don't offend God, but they're what they're lobbying for, their activism, what they're giving with their donations and their dollars, what they're supporting doesn't line up with biblical values. So we look at not only the products and services of those companies, but also what are they supporting with their donations? Are they lobbying for certain types of bills that go against biblical values? We dive very deep into these companies and they either pass or fail. Once we have companies that pass, we're starting to now do the financial analysis that many of the other big money managers do. We're looking at the financial health of each company, their earnings, are they growing or declining? What type of value does this company bring to the world? Are they attractively priced? How much risk is involved in the investment? And is there any momentum or strength in the trend of that particular company? So we're diving in financially, and we have some pretty great recipes that we use on the financial side, but it really starts with making sure that each of those companies lines up with our clients' faith and values, and that we're voting with those investment dollars when we're sending it off for retirement and savings for the future.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and if you have questions for Jay, if you'd like to figure out how this works, you can just pick up the phone and give him a call. It's the weekend, so leave a message, and he and his team will get back to you early next week. 800-270-7310. Well, Jay, we've heard a lot about the FANG stocks. At least some of us know about that. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Is it possible to achieve competitive financial returns, good returns, while adhering to BRI principles and, I assume, avoiding some of those other companies?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the larger companies, they now call them the Magnificent Seven now. That's really the new, instead of FANG, it's now the Magnificent Seven, because there's now seven companies that controlled about 75% of the return last year. So those big seven, most of those do not pass the biblical standards because they're very vocal in what they support. And usually it's anti-biblical if you look at what a lot of these companies are supporting. The good news is, even once you screen out what I call there's good, bad, and ugly choices, so once we get rid of the bad and the ugly choices, we screen them out, the dirty companies, there's still thousands of choices, Tom. And if Jay can't find a good investment within thousands of choices, shame on Jay as a money manager, not as a biblically responsible investor. The screens give us enough choices. It maybe weeds out maybe 5 to 7% of the universe, really the big and bad is what I call them, companies that are just so vocal and clearly against everything that God stands for. So if you look at taking the 95% of the universe and now finding good opportunities, you can still beat the market, you can still get good returns, and really have your cake and eat it too, so to speak. Good returns and feel good about where you're investing.
Very good. Well, Jay has written a book, and it is a book that is available to you. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our fiduciary and CFP friend, Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. And again, the website is faithandretirement.com. We chose that name very carefully, faithandretirement.com, because it really summarizes what we're trying to do in terms of serving you. Jay, you offer our listeners a complimentary consultation. We've talked about that, so you can listen and understand their needs. How do people do that? And do they ever come to your office in person?
Yeah, I mean, we have clients all over the country, Tom, and whether they live near our main office, we have one in St. Louis, Missouri, or near me here in Tennessee, we offer personalized advice. And many of my clients, like I said, have been with me for a decade or longer. They become part of my family, close friends, as well as clients. And many people hear from me far more often than they used to hear from their advisor that lived right down the road because of our personalized approach. So the phones and Zoom, and I do travel a lot. So I get out, you know, I'm going to be visiting with you next month, Tom. And I've got other clients in California that I'll be meeting with. So if I get to your area, I'm always going to make it a habit to look up clients that I have in the area and grab a cup of coffee or lunch or dinner and really get to know and spend some time with my clients and their family. And that's the nice part is, you know, with the how small the world is with Zoom and phone and meetings and so forth. A lot of my clients actually prefer phone meetings and Zoom meetings over getting together and having to come into the office. But certainly getting to know each other, that first appointment, you know, we can use Zoom. And if you're in my area, you know, we certainly can meet face to face.
Well, it's so nice to deal with someone face to face and have a personal relationship instead of some nameless, faceless financial institution. So, Jay, what are a few success stories over the past month where you've helped some of our investors make wiser decisions?
Yeah, here's a really good one. I've got Dave and Connie in Seattle, and they own a restaurant franchise, and they've got four or five franchises, and they're just not loving it anymore. And they've got kids in college, a couple of kids in college are trying to finish up college payments. And they're like, Jay, can I retire? Is my money in line with my faith and values? I'm just going in so many directions. I've got a simple IRA over here. I've got a Roth over there. I've got brokerage accounts. Jay, help, help, help. And we sat down, we went through all of their holdings. We found that they weren't biblically compliant. They were all failing. They were all supporting the opposite of what they wanted to invest in. They had exposure to abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, everything that they did not want to support. So we helped them, first of all, screen the portfolio. Then we cleaned it. And here's the more important part, Tom, is we put together a retirement analyzer for this couple and found that if they sold their business, they could have income for life. We could create income for life for them. They'd also have their Social Security kicking in a few years. And they would be able to draw down a little bit from their portfolio to get jump started and be able to have the income that they needed. So they can retire in the next 6 months if they want to. They're looking at actively trying to sell the business now that they've talked to Jay and said that you know, we can create a plan to get them out of these headaches that they're in currently. And it's really a great story because they got peace of mind. They got their portfolio clean. Now they're feeling comfortable and love where they're investing. They've got access to their ETF, the Prey ETF that we have. They have some stocks and companies that they believe in, and really a diversified strategy of stocks, bonds, commodities, some gold and silver, and some other things. So great story there. And I have one other from Ron. He's an ex-military. I just love the military. I love people that have fought and died for our country. I mean, I have so much respect for those people. And Ron was a former Navy and in the Washington, D.C. area. And he said, Jay, I'm a do-it-myselfer, but I don't know. Am I supporting stuff that contradicts my values? And I'm sick of it. You know, I just can't make any money. So I looked at his portfolio and I said, Ron, first of all, you are supporting everything you said you didn't want to support. Secondly, we can clean it up for you. So we rolled all this stuff over. We cleaned it up. And more importantly now, he's like, Jay, you know, all that time I was spending fiddling around on the computer, trying to figure out what to buy and doing all this stuff, you know, I feel so much more confident knowing that I've got a professional that's been doing this for many decades, watching my portfolio. I feel empowered. And that's just a great testimony to what we do is we help people to feel good about where they're investing. They know they've got a professional team behind them and they can go enjoy the things that they enjoy doing instead of sitting and fiddling in front of a computer.
Very good. Get to know Jay Peroni. I think you'll be really glad that you did. And again, we are out of time for today's broadcast, but go to the website, faithandretirement.com. Call Jay at 800-270-7310. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.